Welcome to MedTech Chat, where we discover the latest healthcare tools, device technology, as well as research approaches. We'll be talking to designers, insight professionals, and other executives to better understand how MedTech is helping patients and those caring for them now and in the future. Today, I'm very excited to be talking to Tammy Annable. She brings more than 30 years of cancer research and expertise to her work as Executive Director for Temple Health and Bioscience District. Previously, she served as a research scientist for Letterly Laboratories, now Pfizer, in New York, and Novartis Pharmaceuticals in San Diego. Combining her background, expertise, and passion for helping others, Tammy helps to bring innovative solutions to life at Temple's 5,000-square-foot office and laboratory facility located in the heart of Texas's growing biotech corridor. Tammy works alongside promising young biotech companies who need mentorship, support, seed funding, and resources to produce exciting medical solutions. So thank you for joining me today, Tammy.
You're very welcome.
So I wonder if you could just kind of tell us about how you got into this work.
Well, you know, it's a really great story. One of the reasons that I became a cancer researcher in the first place was to help people. And when I moved to Texas from California, I had the opportunity to become a lab manager for Temple Health and Bioscience District. And since this is an incubator for biotech health-related startup companies, my expertise in research was really a godsend with running the lab and helping these startup companies, entrepreneurs, work with the lab equipment that we have at Temple Health and Bioscience District. So I actually started off as the lab manager and quickly became the assistant executive director. And when my executive director decided to retire, it was a natural fit for the board to name me executive director. So what's really important about Temple Health and Bioscience District is that these are early stage life science startup companies at our incubator. And we do have not only research startup companies, but med tech startup companies as well.
That's fascinating. Now, I know you've given us some of this, but I'm always curious how people, you know, get to the path they're on. Is there anything else you want to tell us about sort of becoming a cancer researcher?
Yes, actually. I actually wanted to be a physician. I wanted to deliver babies. That was my aspiration growing up. And it was a funny story because I figured, you know, I started off, I had my children early and then went to college. And I figured I'd never get into med school, putting down that I was a, you know, full-time mom. And so I decided to start working for physicians. I started to work for a pediatrician, and then I switched over to an allergist. And at the allergist office, I started doing their RAST blood testing. So I was working on lab in the allergist office, and I actually got offered a job at Avon in their toxicology department because of the equipment that I was using in the allergist office. So from there, my best friend had moved over to Letterly Labs, which was a pharmaceutical company that has now been acquired by Pfizer. And she was doing cancer research, and they had an opening. And I really liked my job. I really enjoyed being where I was. And she had her boss call me, and he says to me, quote, unquote, "Tammy, do you want to work on makeup or do you want to cure cancer?" You know, he put that guilt on me right off the top. So I was like, okay, I'll come in for an interview. And that's what started my trek in cancer research. So I've been lucky enough to work for all the big pharmaceutical companies. And my path went from working on pathways like EGFR to doing immunology. Cancer immunology, which is the up-and-coming trend in cancer research right now. my husband wanted to relocate from New York to California, so I went to work for Novartis. And California is awesome. San Diego is awesome. The weather is beautiful. However, it's really expensive to live there. And if you want to retire one day, it may not be the best place to be. So my daughter happened to live in Texas. She kept sending me houses, and she worked on me for 2 years. And I finally broke down, moved to Texas. It was the smartest thing I ever did. Let me tell you, the people in Temple, Texas are amazing. They are so nice and so great to work with. So I went to work at the VA doing liver cancer research, and I actually was tasked to buy some really expensive equipment valued at over $500,000 for the VA, and I was told to stop what I was doing because there was this incubator across the street that had federal funding and was going to buy the equipment for us. So that's my path on how I ended up at Temple Health and Bioscience District.
Wow, that's fascinating. It's funny, you hit on some really important points, one of which is that you have to really follow your passion and have a noble purpose and really enjoy what you do, as well as surround yourself with friends and live in a good location. So it sounds like you have all those, which is awesome. I wonder if you could tell me more about this incubator.
It is incredibly novel, and let me tell you why. You know, a group of men, I think there were seven of them, sat around the table back in 2003 and recognized the fact that we had a legacy hospital here called Scott and White, and people for over 100 miles would come to this hospital because their parents went there and their grandparents went there. And we also have the fourth largest VA in the country in Temple, Texas. We have Texas A&M has their AgriLife here. So we are surrounded by life sciences in Temple. 42% of all of our employment is in healthcare. So they figured, all right, well, we have all this healthcare, but we have no biotech to feed it. So they actually went to the legislature and asked to become this special district. So we are the only such legislation in the state of Texas. And what this legislation allows us to do, it's based on economic development in the life sciences in Temple, Texas. And we are able to collect property tax from the citizens of Temple, and that's how I fund my incubator. So what that means for my startup companies is I'm not interested in their equity. I'm not interested in taking a piece of their business. My only interest is to mentor them, give them the resources they need, give them the contacts that they're looking for to help them grow. And my ask is that when you are ready to hire, you look at the pool of Temple employees first. Obviously, if you need a biochemist, and I don't have a biochemist in Temple, and you hire one from Boston, I'm not going to kick you out of my incubator. I'm asking you to look at Temple first. Then, when you outgrow my incubator, which is our hope, that you look at positioning yourself and your new business in Temple, Texas. So that's what makes us unique, as well as because we are this piece of legislation, we were able to get over $1 million worth of equipment with federal funds. So it's a great incubator. It's got equipment not only for research, but for medical devices. For example, we have a state-of-the-art Stratasys J750 3D printer that you can print your prototype with. And then we have a floor-to-ceiling Instron machine that you can take that prototype, pull it, twist it, figure out your breakpoints, and go back to the drawing board and start all over again. For our researchers, we have a microscope that can cut one cell out of a piece of tissue. It's a Leica laser microdissection microscope. And then you can take those cells, make RNA out of it, and we have a nanostring, which can, it's basically a PCR on steroids, that you can take a 96-well plate and look at over 800 genes. So it's got some pretty exciting technology at THBD. And I'd love to direct you to our website for more information. You can do a virtual tour. and that is templebioscience.org. So is there anything else that I can answer for you?
Yeah, this is really exciting. I mean, it's a brilliant idea for the state and for you guys to be doing this, because I could totally see how it can help, in economics and in really getting med tech, bioscience type companies up and running and then have them stay in the area. I mean, I think it's just a brilliant approach, and I don't think I've heard this anywhere else. This sounds like this is one of the first places. Is that true?
Well, I have to say that, I've been at conferences and I've talked to a lot of people, and I cannot tell you how many different people in different states have said to me, oh, my gosh, this is a fantastic paradigm. How do you do it? How do you set this up with the legislation? So it's great because you don't have to worry about applying for grants. You don't have to worry about, we keep our prices incredibly low because we're a not-for-profit. It's all about mentoring these startup companies.
This is brilliant. And obviously, you've given me a lot of things that I imagine can inspire one, but I'm just curious if you can tell me what inspires you, at work every day.
Ah, it's my tenant companies. It's my entrepreneurs. They are so full of life and so brilliant and have so many great ideas that it's an absolute pleasure to come to work to help them succeed. And, interestingly enough, we, prior to COVID, had more medical device in our incubator. And when COVID hit, I got three research companies off the bat, not necessarily involved with COVID, but it seemed like people realized that if they have dreams and they have aspirations, now's the time to do it. Don't wait. Jump on that bandwagon. Go ahead, make your dreams a reality. And so that's really what inspires me is the people that I work with. They're pretty amazing. I want to share with you one of the companies that is in my incubator. It's called Industrial Genetics, and they were motivated by COVID. They started a wastewater company to analyze wastewater in, like, let's say, colleges, right, so that they'll know there's a specific dorm that has COVID present. But he took that and expanded it, and now he's working on building research labs in Austin, Texas. So it's amazing the progression. And what's important to note, especially for a startup company, is that it's okay to pivot. And it's okay that if you have this initial idea in mind, that if it turns out that there's a better idea out there, it's okay to reach out and grab that idea. I also have a company called Synthetics that's working on a brand new form of energy. This woman is so brilliant. She's winning awards not only in the United States, but internationally. So it's pretty exciting, and that's what motivates me.
Wow. Well, I'm excited, and this definitely sounds like great work. And it's so true that now is the time to either pivot to try new things or to follow your dreams and your passions. If not now, when? So this is great. I wonder if you could tell us, what historical figure or fictional character do you relate to or are inspired by?
I have to tell you, it's Wonder Woman. The first Wonder Woman movie was so inspiring for women empowerment. And you're talking about women leadership. And honestly, it's so important since, as we all know, there is definitely discrimination out there in all shapes and forms. And women are definitely discriminated against. They don't make as much money as a man does in the same position. There's numerous things that I can mention, but she just empowers women. And I think that's so important, from young girls growing up to women entrepreneurs to women in business. So that is my model.
That's great. So true and so important. I totally agree with what you're saying. Great inspiration. Now, I know you've given us some information of how people could follow up. I'm definitely going to be posting a variety of links on the site where people could go find this. And I know that you have an upcoming webinar, so I wonder if you could tell us where people could follow up with you. What's the best way?
Fantastic. So one of the one of our mission is education, right? And we believe strongly in education. So we put on an e-learning series every month. And this next e-learning series, which is going to be April 27th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time, is partnering with Johnson & Johnson. Understand the why, how, what, and needs in Johnson & Johnson. And the young man that I'm going to be talking with, Ibrahim Bradijo, actually is the person that does the purchasing for the medical devices at Johnson & Johnson. So this is an incredible free series, and there will be a question and answer period so you can talk to him directly with your questions on how to present to Johnson & Johnson. And as you know, they have a group called J-Labs, so he'll be talking about J-Labs as well so that you can learn how you can apply to them. So if you go to our website, which again is templebioscience.org, there is a tab for the e-learning series. You can click on that tab. It will bring up the new most current learning webinar, and you can register there. But we also have a YouTube channel that hosts all of our prior webinars. So if, for example, you're interested in teaming up with the FDA, we have a webinar about FDA. We have a webinar about NIH. So, you know, it would be worth your while to take a look at our past webinars and see if there's anything that would work for your needs now.
Wow, this is a great resource. I appreciate that. What I'll do is I'll post all of this, your email, your phone, your website, as well as Twitter, LinkedIn, the YouTube, Instagram, and in particular, this e-learning series that you're talking about. And for the listeners, that's Central Time, 12 o'clock on Tuesday, the 27th of April. So that's great. Thank you so much for joining us. Anything else in closing you wanted to say?
You are very, very welcome. And just to let you know that our mission is to grow 21st century jobs by fostering bioscience education, research, and healthcare in Central Texas. And our vision is for Temple, Texas to become widely recognized as a national leader in bioscience research, education, and commercialization. And I think that we're doing a good job as a first step to get there.
Wow, this is great work. Excellent. Well, thank you so much for chatting with me today. I really appreciate it.
Tom, I want to thank you for inviting me. I really enjoyed chatting with you, and it's all about helping people. So if we can help one of your listeners, then it's a win.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful day. Stay safe, everyone.
You too. Thanks for joining us. Please check out medtechchat.com for more podcasts and blogs. See you there.